Sorry about that. All right, that's kind of funny, but that's kind of where we are. It's like, you know, even moments like these, we have to be thankful for all things. So today we're talking about the power of thankfulness. The power of thankfulness. So if you are thankful indeed, there is a huge power that comes along with being thankful and giving thanks and putting thanks in the right place. So today we're giving thanks. Even as a child, one of the first things we were taught was thank you, please, and thank you. So thank you is very, very important. Also, we have this whole holiday that's coming up, and it's coming up this weekend. Thanksgiving kind of leads us into being thankful today and talking about Thanksgiving. By the way, what is your favorite side dish on Thanksgiving? Just go ahead and yell it out, what your favorite side dish is. Yeah. Everybody's got a Thanksgiving dish.
Cranberry jelly.
Cranberry jelly, okay. You can always count on Marcus to have something. So everybody's got something that you're thankful for. And today, there's one of the best. Today, we are going to focus in and hone in on thankfulness and how thankfulness really has the power to change our life completely. So if we are thankful, the power lives in us to change our life through Jesus Christ, who already lives in us. He has given us this extreme power, and as we give thanks, that power can change everything in our life. So in the Bible, giving thanks is mentioned 76 times. And today, we want to look at the passages and put that thanks into praise. So I wanted to start with point number one. Thankfulness helps us to see God's will. Thankfulness helps us to see God's will. And there's a scripture that you guys have heard all your life, and this is our memory scripture for today. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Rejoice when? Always. Pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all, that means all, situations, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So if it says it, I believe it. So if this is the will of Christ Jesus, that we be thankful, this is everything that we are seeking and hoping to find. So a lot of times we'll walk around trying to seek God's will for our life. So as we are seeking God's will, it says it right there. The will of God for us is to rejoice always and be thankful. Rejoice always. So obedience is found in praise. The more we thank Him, the more we see Him at work around us. So put that into practice this week. The more we thank Him, the more we see Him at work around us. The more we can be thankful for His deepness and His closeness and His presence in our lives. So thankfulness helps us to see God's will. Point two, thankfulness activates your faith. Thankfulness activates your faith. So we know this passage in James. Let's read it together, James 1, 2 through 4. It says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when we meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." So I don't know about you, but it's pretty hard to be joyful when we're meeting a trial of any kind, right? It's pretty hard to, like, give it up for Jesus right now because we're in the middle of a thick of it. But that's what the word says. It says, be joyful. Count it all joy when we meet those trials. And when we do, that's the power behind activating our faith and putting our faith into action. So when we're thankful, it helps us when we're walking through any circumstances, whether good, bad, or hard. You can recall in your past how God has been faithful to you, so it can help you with your future. So different ways that God has been faithful to you in your past, if you hold tight to those and be reminded of those when you're walking through a really tough, tough time. I talk about my sister a lot, Trish. She walked through a huge hurricane, Hurricane Ike. It was only huge pretty in that Houston, Louisiana, I think, area. But in that hurricane storm, she was staying at my brother's house in Houston during the storm. And she left her house kind of like we do sometimes. We huddle in together. We hunker down. We kind of know tornadoes. We kind of know hurricanes because we live here in Florida. Praise God. We have kind of evaded all those this year. But in this storm, in this hurricane, and Ike, Trish was with Shannon in Houston. And so in the middle of the storm, they weren't sure what was going on with her house, but felt certain that something might be happening. So after the storm, you know, you kind of go and you evaluate the damage of your home. And when you evaluate the damage, you're worried as you're kind of coming on it, what am I going to see? What am I going to find? And so when Trish got to the storm that day, after the storm had settled, she finds two trees on her house where she lives, and that actually led her to stay in a hotel for like a solid year. So it was pretty massive, the damage. The whole house kind of had to be redone because of the damage of that storm. And so as they are walking through, my sister-in-law and my sister, as they're walking through the house that day, my sister-in-law is touching every wall, and she's saying, there's a blessing in this. 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 And my sister, she recalls the story to me, and she's like, you all believe what Angela said. As she's walking through the house, she's handling every wall, and she's saying, there's a blessing in this. There's a blessing in this. There's a blessing in this. And so I am telling you that as we are thankful, we activate our faith, and we can walk through every hardship, every circumstance, and we can almost lay the hand of God that God has given us, and we say, there is a blessing in this. Amen. There is a blessing in this. It's not normal to praise him in a storm. It's not normal. And so we do the abnormal because we have Jesus who lives in our life and transforms everything about us. There is power in thankfulness. So it's like when your best day and your worst day, they overlap. It can only be because Jesus was there. There is a blessing in this. Thankfulness activates our faith. I love the story of Daniel. I'm a Daniel fan. So I don't know if you haven't read the whole book of Daniel, just go home and read it. It is so amazing. But I am a Daniel fan. So in Daniel chapter 6, I love how three times a day, Daniel gets down on his knees and prays and he gives thanks. Three times a day. And even when the law comes out, if you remember the story, when the law comes out and they say, if you don't bow before the king and the king only, you will be placed into the lion's den. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 is the passage I'm talking about. And when Daniel, he makes a decision, he had already decided to God he was going to praise. He had already decided to God he was going to bow down to. And so in Daniel chapter 6, what does he do? It says, when Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to the house where he had windows in the upper chamber, open through Jerusalem, and he got down on his knees and three times a day prayed and gave thanks before God as he had done previously. Thankfulness activates faith. So when you are thankful and you're giving praise to God, it activates your faith. It helps you walk through your hardest day. It helps you get through those trials. And I love it how it says, as he had done previously. It was his habit to praise. It wasn't something that was abnormal. It was who he was. He was praising, and he opened the windows. He didn't just praise and sneak. He didn't praise in secret. He praised and gave thanks with all he had because that's who he was. So sometimes we need to change our habits in order to change our lives. So today, I'm just thinking that some of us need to add to our habit thankfulness. Maybe we need to write it down. In Nehemiah, I don't know if you know the story, but in Nehemiah, they actually had people who were assigned to praise. So sometimes we just need to be assigned to praise because sometimes we just don't do it on our own. So you might want to write it in your calendar. Assignment to praise God right here. Amen. It is a habit. I'm going to do this three times a day. I'm going to set my watch for three times a day. Do you know at 3 o'clock, my watch goes off three times a day to pray for those people who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to tell you, you need to make it a habit to praise. You need to thank God. And in that habit of praise, set your clock, write it in your calendar, whatever you need to do, and make it your habit. It will change your life, and it will activate your faith. Thankfulness stands against Satan's lies, stands against Satan's lies. One of my favorite stories is in Genesis, the story of Joseph. And Joseph, his story is so powerful and so pivotal to actually thankfulness that stands against Satan's lies. And if you'll remember this passage in Genesis 50, 20, it says, as for you, Genesis 50, 20, you can write it down. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be alive as they are today. God meant it for good. God meant it for good. So when is it Joseph that day when he was saying, listen, I know I have been deceived. I know I have been left. I know I have been battered. I know I have been bruised. I know I have been forgotten. I know I have been in prison. I know I have been dead. I know I have been stuck. But let me tell you, God meant it for good. Amen. That is how you spit into Satan's face. God meant it for good. What enemy means for bad, God means it for good. And so thankfulness stands against Satan's lies. It's a big fat lie that God doesn't love you and doesn't have his plan of prosper for you. God meant it for good. Don't let Satan lie to you. Don't let Satan lie to you. So instead of being thankful, we often grumble and complain. We often grumble and complain. We're good at this. I mean, I'm good at it, you're good at it. We're grumblers. That's just kind of, and I'm telling you, if you're on social media, you're hearing a bunch of grumbling. It's a grumbling, constant grumble. And so I am here to tell you that thankfulness stands against Satan's lies, and Satan wants to defeat us by complaints and grumbling and strife and sadness. He wants to defeat us. And in Philippians 2, 14 through 15, it says, "Do all things without grumbling and disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." This is going to change our whole generation. This is going to change the next generation after us. Stop grumbling and complaining and give thanks. It stands against Satan's lie to us. So the Israelites, they wandered in the desert. Remember the story? They wandered in the desert for 40 years. They wandered in the wilderness, trying to make an 11-day journey, okay? Trying to make an 11-day journey. So I don't want to be like that. I don't want to miss my promised land because I'm grumbling and complaining just like the Israelites did. So God, he could have sent them on a shorter route. There was an 11-day journey in it, but they had to go the long, hard way. They had to go the long, hard way because they weren't ready for war. And there would be a battle waiting for them when they entered the promised land. So sometimes when we're entering a hard time, we're entering a promised land, there's going to be a battle waiting for us because God is on our side, but God's got a plan, and it's not always easy. And so with that, when we stop grumbling, we add power when we add thankfulness. Complaining makes us weak. Thankfulness adds power. So thankfulness stands against Satan's lie, and it says, what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good. 1 Corinthians 10, 9 through 11, I've added this scripture. It's not on the app, but you can kind of look it up later. But in 1 Corinthians, I'll read it right now with me. 1 Corinthians 10, 9 through 11, it says, we must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction on whom the end of the age had come. So it just kind of gives us a place and point, and it directs us to the story of the Israelites and how they were grumblers, and their grumbling led to their destruction, So the sin of grumbling and not being thankful is the sin of disbelief. And when we remember what we remember about the sin of disbelief, it makes us miss our promise. So I don't want to miss my promised land and grumbling. I want to go to my promised land thankful and in thanksgiving. So Christians, we should be the happiest people on the earth. Amen. We should be the happiest people on the earth because we have a promised salvation. We have promised Savior. If you've received Jesus as your Savior, we have the promise that says we receive heaven in the long run. And this life that is hard, this life that is a journey, we have Jesus standing beside us, because he is with us. I don't know, in Genesis 3, what if, I was thinking about this week when I was thinking about spitting on Satan, basically. Satan's lie to us. In Genesis chapter 3, what if it would have been different, right? What if Eve would have said, and Adam would have said, no, we are thankful. We are thankful for the provision that we have in Genesis 3 when they have the garden. They have all the trees. They have all the food they could ever imagine. They were just only wanting the one tree they didn't have. So what if they would have said, thank you, God. Thank you for your time with me. Thank you for this luxurious place to live. Thank you for giving me every provision I could ever imagine. What if instead of listening to the enemy and the lack that he was drawing them to and the lack of power and the lack of that one tree, what if they would have said, thank you. Thank you, God. It would have changed everything. So are you focusing on the lack? Are you focusing on the abundance? In the middle of all of that, be thankful.
Amen.
Be thankful. Thankfulness brings peace. It brings peace. Amen. It brings peace. So you know this scripture, Philippians 4. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. So let's look that up in Philippians 4, 4 through 7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice and give thanks. And when we rejoice in the Lord and we give thanks to Him, we receive peace. That's the equation. Thankfulness brings peace. Thankfulness equals peace. So we are putting into practice the power of God and the power of God's plan and provision for us today. And we are thankful because with our thankfulness, we receive peace. With our thankfulness, we receive joy. With our thankfulness, we receive hope. And in this part, thankfulness brings peace. And in a world right now with all of this anxiousness just everywhere, everywhere, it is on every message that every kid I talk to. They're anxious about this. I'm nervous about this. School is hard. This is anxious. In our world today with all of our presidential stress, anxious. Everybody's anxious. We're anxious about this COVID-19. Everybody's sick and everybody's anxious. And so thankfulness brings peace in the midst of the storm, in the midst of this anxiety issue that we're showing with. That's what the scripture says. The Lord is at hand, and do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. So how many of us want peace today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want peace today. Today is the day of peace. Today. So we don't have to wait, because we have the equation right here. Thankfulness brings peace. Peace. It's supernatural peace, because I think we don't believe it. I think you're like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. I don't know that I believe that, but yeah, right. I will put into practice thankfulness, and we'll just see if I become peaceful. Okay? I think that you do not believe it. I think you do not believe it. And I am here to tell you that we are going to step out in faith. We're going to step out in obedience. We're going to step out and give thankfulness a try and see if it doesn't change our life. See if it doesn't change the measure as to which we walk. See if it doesn't change our attitudes, our actions, our directions. Thankfulness brings peace.
Amen.
Thankfulness brings peace. Because I know a Savior,
Amen.
And His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And He brings peace.
Yes.
He brings
yes.
peace. Thankfulness draws others to Jesus. Thankfulness draws others to Jesus. And Psalm 105:1, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, and make His deeds among the people. And make known His deeds among the people. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, and make known His deeds among the people. So when we are thankful, when we live out a life of thankfulness, it leads others to Jesus. When we live out thankfulness, it leads others to Jesus. So that day in the hurricane and the storm, when my sister-in-law is placing her hand on every wall and she's saying, there's a blessing in this, there's a blessing in this, there's a blessing in this, there's a blessing in this. Sometimes when that's activating our faith, we have to activate our faith in order to be thankful to lead people to Jesus. So sometimes we don't know what's going to happen on the other end, but it is the activation of our faith that leads us to believe that our thankfulness can draw others to Jesus. Our thankfulness can draw others to Jesus. So I want to read this scripture in John 4. In John 4, you can find it with me. John 4, 39. 4:39 through 42 is where I'm going to look today. John 4:39 through 42. There we go. Okay, so many Samaritans from this town, a person who actually led people to Jesus. Many Samaritans from that town believed in Him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritan came to Him, they asked Him to stay with them, and He stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of His word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard from others, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." The Savior of the world. So the woman at the well, you remember the story, met Jesus. And when the woman at the well met Jesus, she had a long conversation with Jesus. But the first thing Jesus does is he reveals to her that he knows who she is, that he knows who she is about, that he knows what she has done. And so as they are listening, the woman is in shock. The woman is in shock because Jesus just wrote her story without her telling the story. And so the woman is shocked that he would know. And when she meets him at the well that day, it changes everything about her life. And she is extremely thankful. So because she is extremely thankful, she runs back to all of her Samaritan buddies. And she tells them, "This is what he has done for me. This is what he has done for me." In her thankfulness, she shares her message. In her thankfulness, she shares her testimony. And because of her thankfulness, many follow Jesus because of her words, because of the words that Jesus gave her. So she runs and she tells others, and it made a difference in their life. So when we are thankful, it makes a difference. The world sees our life and wants that difference. They want what we have. They want who we are. They want to receive that thankfulness that we have in our lives. When we share our testimony of thankfulness, it is so attractive. It is so attractive. People are drawn to our story. They're drawn to our story of hope. Because in this day of doom and gloom, our story of Jesus, it just draws people. The power and the shine and the glow that we have because of who Jesus is so attractive. And that is what that did for that woman that day. It made her attractive. It made her message attractive. And it drew others to the one and only Savior. To the one and only Savior. So give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. And make known his deeds among the people. So we have a family in our church that I think, just as I was praying about what God wanted me to share today and the whole message of the power of thanksgiving, and just really not just giving old, "We're thankful" message, but just really thinking about how powerful Jesus is and what he wants us to do with this Thanksgiving season. When sitting around the table might be hard, some of us may not even get to sit around a table this year because of COVID. I wanted to tell you about a family in our church, and many of you know them. They're the Mitchell family. They have walked through a long, 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 long journey. They walked through a long journey. Their story is, and I'm going to share just a very short amount of their story, but Melody has given me the permission to talk a little bit about this morning. But their story is one we kind of, half of us, most of us, walk through with them. They're almost to their fourth year in this heart transplant journey. 4 years ago at Mother's Day, Melody and Bart and their family walked through a really tough day on Mother's Day. We'll make 4 years. Melody gets that call, as you recall, that Bart has had a massive, massive heart attack and is in need. I mean, you know, as days went on, we found out that he was in need of a heart transplant. And so as a church body, we have been praying for that solid year. We prayed, I think it was 1 year almost to the day. Bart got a heart. So that was amazing miracle of God that Bart got a heart. And we prayed, and God is just so good that he delivers. But through even that, through many a hard day, there was complications. There still are setbacks. There still are push-throughs. There still is dizziness. There still is difficulty. And through each of those days in the journey, I don't know if you're friends with Melody on Facebook or even know who we're talking about, I would say you should join their journey and learn about their story, because it is the most amazing story of thankfulness that I've ever read. It's the most amazing story of thankfulness that I've ever read. They have walked through this long and hard journey, as their tagline is, praising and praying, praising and praying, praising and praying. And do you know how many people, because they've been praising and praying, praising and praying, praising and praying, do you know how many people they have shared Jesus with? Hundreds have heard the message of, because they have been praising and praying, praising and praying, praising and praying. It has changed lives. It has changed lives. It has changed lives. Victory is in Jesus, because they have been praising and praying. praying. And so I am telling you today that thankfulness leads people to Jesus, and it can change lives. It can change lives. And their story has been on social media, so many, probably thousands, have read it, and there are thousands we do not even know about, but their lives have been changed because they are praising and praying. They are trusting God in all things. And they count it a blessing to walk with God in this time. They count it a blessing. So not only have they shared that journey on Facebook, have they shared that journey with hundreds of people, they have shared it with their mouth, not just their lives. They have shared the testimony with their mouth, not just their lives. So when we are thankful for what God has done, it changes everything. It changes everything. And it has the power to completely change your life. So today, I wonder if you really want your life to be different, if you really have been just walking in this grudging world of I am so sad, I am so broken, I am so heartbroken, I am this, I am that, start praising God. Start praising God and activate your faith. And in through the example of thankfulness, your life will become completely different and your life will attract many to the Savior.
Amen.
Many to the Savior. So thankfulness leads to Jesus. And thankfulness leads to my relationship with Jesus and your relationship with Jesus taking a turn that we want. So the scripture I read to begin with, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you and for me. This is the will of God. So I want to give you an assignment, okay? Like almost like a teacher would. I want you to write this down. This week, if not right now on Facebook, if you've joined us on Facebook, I want you to write down every day, this right now on Facebook, you can write one thing you're thankful for. But this week, I want you to write down every day five things that you are thankful for. I want you to write down five things you're thankful for. I'm sure maybe this week Carol does all of our stuff on social media. She's brilliant. She's kind of mastered that. So I'm sure sometime this week, maybe she'll put up a Thanksgiving post. I'd love for you to share some of those things on that Thanksgiving post that you are thankful for. Something that we can do as a congregation, as a body of Christ, that's sitting socially distanced here today or socially distanced on social media. We want to hear what you are thankful for, and we want to celebrate together that Thanksgiving, that thankfulness. So thankfulness helps us to see God's will. It helps us to activate our faith. It helps us to stand against Satan's lying spit in his face. It helps us to bring peace, and it leads people to Jesus. I want that. I want that. I want that. So today, I am thankful that we are stepping closer to the Savior because we are giving him praise, praise, Lord, thank you so much for loving us, for giving us abundant life, Father, for giving us this journey of thankfulness. Lord, I pray that we stop grumbling and complaining, but instead step on Satan in our thankfulness. Change our life because we are thankful, Lord, and lay it before your throne, responding to who you are, not in disbelief, because you can do anything you choose to do with our life, but trusting you and giving you thanks. May we act obediently to you in thanks, Lord. Praising when we don't feel like praising. Stepping out and sharing the thankfulness that we have received when we don't feel like sharing. Because you have done a great thing for us. And we are filled with joy. We love you. We praise you. And we will trust you with this act of worship. In your Son, Jesus.